This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Another successful end to another successful week. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Coming up next hour, we're going to, I got a little, it was a treat for me, just to be able to get in touch with him, and I called my girl Beth, and Beth had his number, so coming up next hour, A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart. He's not going to be able to stay with us as long as I would like, because he's got to jet off to talk to David Clark, sheriff from Milwaukee. Perfectly good reason, in my opinion, but we will talk to him again next week. But that's coming up second hour. That's coming up second hour. Now, like many of you, I carry a gun, and I have carried a gun probably since, 20 some odd years. I've probably carried a gun. According to Professor John Lott of the Crime Prevention Research Center, according to him, there's some 12.8 million people, over 5.2% of the adult U.S. population, that are licensed to carry a concealed handgun. And in addition to the concealed carry license holders in all 49 states, all 49 states, 7 states require no permit at all for concealed carry. 39 states have few restrictions on carrying as long as the gun is visible. One state, New Jersey, has concealed carry on the books, but does not grant their citizens the right paperwork to carry. And there appears to be a growing trend among people who routinely carry a gun to also routinely ignore signs that tell them they can't carry a gun. And it is a growing form of civil disobedience. It puts no one at increased risk of death or injury. As the number of concealed carriers grows, violent crime continues to fall. This does not prove, by the way, that more guns equal less crime, but what it does irrefutably prove is that more guns don't equal more crime. Now, unless you live in an extremely restrictive state like New York or New Jersey or Massachusetts, anytime you are on the street or anywhere that does not have controlled access with metal detectors and bag searches, there's a fairly high probability that someone nearby is legally carrying a gun. But they're not carrying that gun to protect you. And that's the thing that everybody that doesn't carry a gun needs to understand. There's a popular essay from Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. And he divided humans into three categories: sheep, wolves, and sheepdogs. My wife is not a sheep. She's not a sheepdog. She's not a wolf. I think she may be a porcupine. Pretty harmless and docile if you leave her alone, but very ferocious and dangerous if you threaten her, even more so if her progeny are threatened. She would choose flight over fight every time if flight is a viable option, but if flight is not an option, she has the tools, the training, and the mindset to win a fight. Our nation's convoluted laws on self-defense and liability also force all but the most dedicated sheepdogs into the role of porcupine as well, making the porcupine the most prevalent variety of armed citizen, since we're using animal descriptors here. We don't passively stand by while the wolves have their way with us or our families, but neither can we take responsibility for protecting the sheep from the wolves. Certainly, most people who carry would take action to help someone in need if there was an opportunity to do so. And there was no obvious alternative, and while many of us probably prefer to characterize ourselves as a sheepdog type rather than porcupine, the reality is that protecting you, your spouse, and your children is your responsibility, not mine. You should also be aware that the protection of you and your family is not the responsibility of the police. While the courts have conclusively ruled that the police have a duty to protect only the public at large, not individuals, that largely gets ignored a lot of the time, and people still think that it is about protecting them. Some of us have a natural inclination about this whole sheepdog mindset, but we have some pretty significant disincentives to acting on those inclinations. Not only is it physically dangerous to intervene in a violent situation, it is a legal minefield that in most cases must be navigated in a matter of seconds. Laws and jurisprudence will protect police from prosecution and civil liability, and there may be some protections that exist for individuals acting in defense of themselves and their families. There are few shields for someone acting on behalf of a stranger. Here in South Carolina, I can pretty much do what I need to do if somebody's about to kill somebody. And I don't have to necessarily know what led up to that. However, is that, you know, what if I'm about to drop the hammer on somebody who's fighting somebody that just has been murdering people? That's where the minefield comes in. Armed citizens who intervene in situations where they or their families are not in imminent danger place themselves at a significant risk of prosecution and or civil penalty. Then there's the fact that any error involving a firearm can be devastating and permanent. A violent encounter is a very quick thing. And they can be a very confusing thing. It's not always clear who's the good guy and who's the bad guy. It's clear to me who the bad guy is. It's going to be clear to you if somebody's attacking you who the bad guy is. If I'm watching or walking up and I turn the corner and I see this happening, it's not going to be clear to me. Unless I know you. You know, if I know who you are, and if I know you're a good guy, then I have a reasonable, I can make a reasonable guess there. But then what are the odds of that? If you've been through a quality personal defense course, you've been cautioned to avoid deploying a gun or engaging an aggressor unless you have no other alternative. In any shooting situation, there's two key problems to deal with. Problem one is survival. Problem two is dealing with the legal and emotional fallout from solving problem one. That's what you have to be concerned with as a gun carrier. Anything else beyond that, you can extend what you're willing to do to your family, even to your known associates, if that's what it comes down to. But you've got to try to avoid that mind trap, that minefield, if you can. So, to sum it up, I carry a gun for me and mine. If I can help you, I will. Don't count on it. Don't count on it. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hard-working men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection.
You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Andy Parker is the father of one of the reporters that was killed by the disgruntled TV employee in Roanoke, Virginia. You know, by the Obama supporter, the gay prostitute failed reporter guy. And he's been on a rampage against Virginia politicians, the father, that is, in recent weeks, and some hyperbole-filled anti-gun rants saying he would do whatever it takes to impose his will upon others. Now, one of the things that we have to do as gun owners when we're walking about and being who we are is we have to be somewhat measured in some of the things we say. Apparently, the gun grabbers do not feel that badly about it, like Andy Parker. He sent a message to somebody on his Facebook page. This guy's a state senator from Southwest Virginia. He told police Wednesday that he had been threatened by the father of the Roanoke TV reporter, fatally shot during a live broadcast in August. Andy Parker has become the public face of gun control in Virginia in the aftermath of his daughter's slaying, pairing with Governor Terry McAuliffe, campaigning for legislative candidates who favor gun control, and starring in TV commercials that are part of a $2.2 million ad buy bankrolled by former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's Gun Safety Group. Last Tuesday, Parker sent this message to Senator William N. Stanley, Republican from Franklin, via Facebook. I'm going to be your worst nightmare, you little B-word, as in child, whose parents weren't married. Stanley enjoys an A rating from the NRA, and he said, I take this very seriously as a threat against the safety of my family. He said he contacted Capitol Police and the Franklin County Sheriff's Department and picked up applications for concealed handgun permits for himself and his wife because of the message. We are proud firearms owners, but I never felt the need for a concealed carry permit until now. Parker confirmed that he sent the message, but said the only intended threat was political. I don't own a gun. I have a pellet gun. That's it. If he thinks I'm going to be a threat to him other than a political threat, that is just mind-boggling. Parker has said he doesn't own a gun yet. However, he is going to buy one. He's already stated his intention to buy one. Here's the thing, Mr. Parker, and any of the rest of you that think you can say whatever you want whenever you want it, you don't get to determine how I take whatever you say to me. That's the problem there. This is the problem that a lot of people have. People will say, well, of course I didn't mean it that way. How am I supposed to know that, you idiot? If I'm not doing anything to you, and if my only transgression is that I believe in the Bill of Rights, and you come out and you threaten me in any way, shape, or form, I'm going to prepare to the worst extent and deal with you with the least extent I have to. If it's only political, that's the way we go. And if you want to get out there and start pushing that, I mean, Virginia is a pretty pro-gun state. I mean, you do have some population centers that are trying to change things, and you did get McAuliffe. Elected and everything else, but don't think that takes you very far. Don't push it as far as you may think you are going to get to. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But this is the problem with these yahoos that want to get out there and say, I'm going to be your worst nightmare. I can think of a lot of nightmares. I can think of a lot of different forms of nightmares. And all of them involve violence. And when somebody says, I'm going to be your worst nightmare, you better hope I don't see you coming. And you had better mean the worst, because I'm going to react as if it is the worst. And it's going to be because of you, not because of me. I get around people every day. I never threaten a single one of them at all, ever. And they don't know I carry a gun. And if some little man with a grudge who's trying to deal with his grief. I'm sorry that Allison Parker got killed by Vester Flanagan. I wish I had been there. I don't really know what would have been able to be done at that point, because this guy, they had no awareness of what was happening around them at 90 degrees. And maybe it was their professional TV journalism kicking in to where they were, you know, meticulously studying their interview subject. I don't know. I know that I saw a gun get pointed at a young lady, and she didn't notice it. In the nice little GoPro video that that little sick dude posted up. I know that. So, I'm sorry that that happened to her. However, Mr. Parker, that doesn't make you immune to anything. You don't get to get out there and start saying these kind of things and then deciding how they're going to be taken. Threats have to be taken seriously. I'm pretty sure that there's lots of threats that haven't been taken seriously. I'll tell you one right now, Carol Bowen. Ask Carol Bowen about threats. Well, you can't ask her about threats because the state of New Jersey ignored the threats, and then her boyfriend, whatever he was, killed her in her driveway while she was waiting on a permit to buy a gun. This state senator, Stanley, he's not going to have that issue. He's not going to have to wait for the state to let him buy a gun. He can go out and buy it. He's already got it. Now all he's got to do is go out there and get the permit. And then, guess what, Mr. Parker? Guess what you've got? You got a big issue. Ultra big. These gun grabbers, they really don't understand the nature of things, do they? They do not understand the way things work. They don't understand the nature of man. And man is such that if he feels threatened, he's going to react. That's generic, by the way. I'm being generic. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, former governor of Maryland O'Malley is saying, I'm running for president to attack the Second Amendment. Let's see exactly what he's talking about when we get back. Coming up next hour, like I said, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart.com. I've been trying to get him for a couple of years. Got him today. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Martin O'Malley, former governor of Maryland and former mayor of Baltimore, does not know why he's so far back in the polls right now for the Democratic nominee for president, but he does know that he wants to enact stricter gun control. In an interview with MRC TV Wednesday, who was at the Boulder, Colorado GOP debate, O'Malley was asked why he was doing so poorly in the polls. And he shot back at the reporter, "I don't know, man. What do you think?" The reporter replied, I'm the reporter. And O'Malley said, "But I'm the candidate, and I'm not going to answer your question. People will figure that out. Look, man, it's early in the process." When asked why he was at the GOP debate, O'Malley explained, "I'm here because gun safety legislation is critically needed for our country. All of these people here are part of a growing consensus that people, and we see this content is coming together in the Democratic Party for common sense gun safety legislation. None of that makes any grammatical sense to me at all. We bury far too many Americans from gun violence," explained the former mayor of Baltimore. "And while we've had that discussion in our party, we've now had a few Democrat or Republican debates, and it has never come up as an issue. So I'm hopeful tonight if the moderators will ask the Republican candidates if 80% of Americans actually believe in universal background checks, why can't we find the backbone to confront the NRA and actually get this done as a nation?" The reporter then commented, "You buried a hell of a lot of them in Baltimore, didn't you?" And O'Malley replied, "Yeah, we sure did, man." It's like interviewing Jerry Garcia from The Grateful Dead. Okay. First of all, here's one of the problems I have with any one of these things you hear coming out of the faces of one of these gun control proponents. Okay? In the United States today, this is a fact. In the United States today, 365 days from today, 2.5 million of us are going to die prematurely. We're going to die for a variety of reasons, most of which are never touched by the government. The biggest one is going to be heart disease. Heart disease is going to kill 700,000 people this year, and a like amount is going to go under the knife. So that's nearly, that's more than a fifth. That's more than 20%. Right there is in the top number one. Much higher than guns are things like medical misadventure and auto accidents and everything else. Not gun deaths, okay? Gun deaths are around 30-some-odd thousand, but more than two-thirds of that is suicide. Actual gun murder, gun homicide, is around 8,000 people. That's 8,000 far too many. But it has nothing to do with gun safety, per se. And that continues to go down. And while it has continued to go down, on top of that, we've had an exponential rise in people carrying guns and at the same time a explosion in gun ownership here in the United States. They can try to say that most of the guns are owned by the same people that owned them before. That, of course, is stupid. I don't know how much disposable income we would all have to be the ones that continue to buy the guns. I buy them still, of course, but I mean, I never keep more than X amount of guns in the house. For me, after a while, utility goes away if I got too many. I know, Bill, there's no way to have too many guns. Well, it's just my philosophy, that's all. I've got some that I really, really like, and those are going to be the ones I really, really carry. So, And then this whole thing about showing up, there is no consensus out there. Is it 80% or 90%? Which one is the lie? That's what I need to know. Universal background checks. Nobody knows what that means when everybody's saying it, because the way the Democrats phrase the question is to make it sound like people don't get background checks. They make it sound like 40% of people, 40% of all guns out there getting out in the system today are sold without a background check, which we know is simply not true. And if I have to go through it again, it's all based off of a study that was done in 1997 off of sales years 93 and 94 before we had background checks. So, of course, there was not that many background checks when this survey was done, and they only interviewed 251 people in 1997 for two sales years where they didn't have background checks. It actually shouldn't be 40%. It should be 100%. So, yeah, I buy ammo all the time. Now, I may not have guns coming out of every pore, but in the chat room, they're right. I buy ammo every chance I get. Even if I'm not going shooting, I buy ammo. There's never too much ammo. But I digress. So when somebody asks you, well, what about the 40%? Tell them that was based off of this survey that was done in 97, off of sales years 93, 94, and it shouldn't have been 40%, it should have been 100% because there weren't background checks then. Then I want somebody to, you know what we need to do? We need to find out what the percentage of guns going out the door is that are actually bought from individuals at the gun shows. Because it's not about the background check, and it's not about the FFL, and it's not about me and you, really. It's about them saying that this is where the criminals get the guns. And the criminals don't go to the gun shows. I know I say I'm in a fight for the long term, but sometimes the fight gets exasperating simply because they keep saying the same stupid stuff over again. They're normally quite imaginative. I would like a little imagination coming from them from time to time instead of the same tired lie. But when we get back, we're coming up on the last break on this hour. When we get back from that, we're going to talk about something that is absolutely, hey, here comes the imagination. I wanted imagination. I got you some imagination that we're going to discuss when we get back. Coming up next hour from Breitbart.com for the first half hour of the next hour is going to be A.W.R. Hawkins. O'Malley. He is a non-entity. He got to look all righteous and indignant and everything the other day when he and Hillary were looking at Bernie Sanders. And enjoy that. Enjoy that, O'Malley. I hope you do. I think your political career is done, buddy. Maybe you should go live in California and run for office there. They would elect you in a heartbeat. You could take Leland Yee's place. Yeah. State Senator Leland Yee, who's pretty soon going to be inmate, whatever number he's going to be assigned. Gun runner, anti-gunner, as a legislator, gun runner in real life. That doesn't surprise me either. I just have this sense that all the gun grabbers that are out there, they have this little secret stash, so gun safe, full of some really nice stuff. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I just about had like a... I didn't sleep last night. Don't know why. And it sounded like I was beginning to sound like one of those people that has the migraines where they can't talk anymore. I apologize for that. I will bear down on this one. Sally Cohn is an activist and a CNN commentator, and she decided to take the absolute lowest of the low roads, writing an op-ed calling for more gun control. She claims that CNN host Ashley Banfield made the claim that 10,000 children are killed by guns every year, and so, of course, we need more gun law. First of all, that's 2,000 more than the FBI says are killed every year, including adults. 2,000 more. But Sally Cohn writes, recently my CNN colleague Mel Robbins made a startling point. Robbins was on Legal View to discuss the case of an 11-year-old who shot and killed an 8-year-old neighbor when host Ashley Banfield noted that 10,000 children are killed by guns every year. Robbins was taken aback by the statistic. Then Robbins pointed out that when the government found that a certain type of crib resulted in 32 children dying over 10 years, what did the government do about the cribs? They outlawed them, she said. But 10,000 kids die because of guns every single year, and we can't pass even the most measly common sense safety gun laws. No idea what they're talking about as the gun law they're saying, thinking would be the magic gun law. Now, Sally, of course, doesn't provide a source for the claim that she attributes to Ashley, and that's probably for a very good reason, is that the claim is blatant propaganda and lies. Cohn is intentionally misquoting the headline of MSNBC article of an MSNBC article from last year. Nearly 10,000 American children are injured or killed by guns every year. When you actually go to that MSNBC article, you'll find the story's lead doesn't even come close to saying that 10,000 kids are killed by guns in a given year. That's all sleight of hand. And that's all based on the study of a single year's data. Over 7,000 children are hospitalized or killed due to gun violence every year, according to a new study published in the medical journal Pediatrics. An additional 3,000 children die from gun injuries before making it to the hospital, bringing the total number of injured or killed adolescents to 10,000 each year. So we have 3,000 fatalities that don't make it to the hospital, but 7,000 hospitalized or killed. What does that mean? How do we even know what the number is if they don't make it to the hospital? And there's a huge difference between all dead and mostly dead. Now, if you were to actually go to the study in pediatrics, then you would find this. The mostly dead were almost entirely alive. Of the 7,391 children, quotation marks, who went to hospitals from gunshot wounds, just 453 died. A review of hospital records found that the firearms caused 7,391 hospitalizations among children younger than 20. 20 during 2009, the most recent year for which records are available, said Dr. John Leventhal, lead study author. Of these shooting victims, 453 died while in the hospital, more than half of the gun injuries involved in an attack on the child, but nearly one-third were unintentional, the investigators found. Others were undetermined causes or from suicide attempts. Now, without making light of those 453 deaths, and, you know, I'm not going to do that because somebody loved those people, and they're diminished by their loss, but having said that, her claim is dropped almost by two-thirds to just 3,453. Now, let's note how deceptive even this much reduced figure really is. Cone led with the anecdote of a suburban 11-year-old who shot and killed an 8-year-old neighbor, painting the picture of a completely random and senseless death of elementary school children. And that event was horrible. And it made national news because of how rare and unique and horrible it was. But here's the reality. It's not the random suburban elementary school students shooting one another over the puppies in the neighborhood that's the problem. It's the supermajority of these people being shot are young black males. They're shot at a rate 10 times higher than that of young white males. 84% of those shot are boys 15 to 19 years old. Almost all were shot in intentional criminal attacks while involved in illicit activity by other young black males who are involved in illicit activities. So in other words, this was gang activity. These were gangbangers shooting other gangbangers. So here Mustang Sally Cone comes along. She's going out of her way to create this mental image of 10,000 innocent children being murdered every year by those evil guns. And in reality, under 3,500 people, mostly criminals 15 to 19 years of age, are gunning down each other in gang turf wars over drug territory. So, okay. That's, there's some imagination. I find that imaginative. I do like that a bit. I like that a bit, although it's, you know, if you've got to go out there and just out and out lie like this, why are you even trying? This is the problem you have. There's too many people around there now that know exactly what you're talking about and know how wrong you're getting it or how wrong you're making it sound. There is not a bunch of romper roomers running around right now today with guns killing other romper roomers. There's not a bunch of adults killing romper rumors. Children do get killed. Without a doubt, they get killed. They get killed in Chicago all the time. I don't see a whole bunch. We take those numbers, we lump them in. But getting out there and taking gangbangers that are 20 years old and 15 to 19 years old and putting that in there under the guise of children, really. If one of these children were to roll up on you, I wonder how you would feel about these children. We're doing it for the children. it's going to take a little more, I'm afraid, than what you've got, what you currently offer us. The lies, this is not the first time this lie has been perpetuated. We've heard the old gangsters as children meme before, and they repackaged it and they came out. And the problem with it is that in order to make it stick, right, the number's got to be big. The number's got to be big. Because we know how many people, you know, 120 to 180,000 people in the next 30, 165 days are going to get killed by their doctor who's trying to help them. There's going to be, I don't know how many die in car wrecks. There's going to be how many people, I don't know, die because of alcohol and tobacco abuse and drug abuse and everything else. Then there's going to be people that have heart disease. There's going to be cancer, you know, all this stuff happening. You've got a better chance of being killed with a claw hammer than you do with a long gun. And I don't like, I don't relish the idea of being killed with a claw hammer. I don't know about you, but I don't. They'll continue to conflate and try to confuse and lie and use the propaganda and everything else. And it's going to be up to you to sort it out. I'll try to do my best to do my part to make sure that you don't have to worry about it and point it out to you. But in between now and then, you need to be ready. You need to be ready to sort it out yourself. Coming up next, as we roll into hour number two, from Breitbart.com is A.W.R. Hawkins. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.